This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Federal regulators have ordered the genetic testing company 23andMe to stop marketing its mail-order DNA sampling kits. The FDA is worried about faulty test results. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is following this. Morning, Adrian.
Good morning, David.
So quickly, 23andMe, what do they do?
Well, for $99, you mail them some saliva, they test it, and they let you know more about your ancestry, sort of where in the world your relatives are from.
Like whether or not my people are really from Madagascar?
Exactly. At least what percent of your DNA comes from that part of the world. And this is where they get into hot water with the FDA. They claim to offer you information on your health and the future of your well-being.
What kinds of things are we talking about?
Well, they promise on their website their health reports will include analysis of 240 health conditions, everything from asthma to bipolar disorder. They also look at diseases you might be a carrier of and how your body might respond to specific drugs.
But what part of this is really bugging the FDA?
Well, the FDA is worried about false results. You don't want patients acting on results by getting treatment they don't need if those results are false positives. And you don't want them to put off going to the doctor if they get false negatives. The FDA basically wants to make sure these kits do what they say they're going to do. And the FDA says they don't have assurance from 23andMe that the test works the way the company says it does.
All right, so what happens next?
Well, the company has 15 business days to respond to the FDA. If they don't respond in a way the FDA is happy with, the FDA can take additional action. So we're going to know a lot more soon.
One last thing. The company's name, 23andMe, does that have something to do with 23 pairs of chromosomes in the human?
You're a genius, my friend. That's it.
Lucky guess. Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Thank you.
Thanks, David.